No, what do you want to go through first? Well, interesting things are happening with government. Look, the article that I wrote a few weeks ago that Taiwan's prejudice has taught me about black systemic racism in America. Currently, a buddy of mine is translating it, and he's doing a really careful, thorough job. Well, it's it, hold on, Marco Rubio, a moment. I need a monster here. It's when I mean, there's so many things. It's interesting in the translation. He thinks he knows what something means, and then it turns out that that's not what it means, like what he thought wasn't. And so he has to really rethink it and see how the English works. And it's like, if Taiwanese had read this with Google Translate, they'd have no idea what's going on. And so they, you know, the Taiwanese really, really have no idea what's going on inside Taiwan. They don't know how their xenophobic laws hurt themselves. Taiwan wants advanced military, but look, you got to get international engineers. Yeah, radar. Do you know radar was started in Britain? And the British couldn't finish it, so they shoved it in a tube, shipped it to America, said, please finish this, and we finished it. It was a cooperation between two countries. And, you know, Taiwan just keeps those foreigners at a distance. And it's I don't know. It kind of breaks my heart to watch that stuff happen. But when this article gets finished with its translation work, I'll be sharing it, and it's going to rock the boat in a major way. You know, it's an interesting thing that I've come across, especially this week. When people mistreat you, they treat you badly, they abuse you, the best response is to just keep loving them. Hold your standards, do your work, return kindness for bad treatment, mistreatment. Just keep lavishing quality standards, live to your own standards. If there's a problem, don't shout at it, don't ignore it, go clean it up. Pick up the trash. The best way to train a dog how to poop outside is to go, you know, look at the dog, say no. Don't be angry, but the dog knows what no means. Say no. Tissue, pick up the turd, go outside with the dog, set it outside in the grass, and say, good dog. And the dog understands. The best way to potty train a dog is to clean up after it and use some words describing what you're doing while you do it. Clean up and describe. Clean up and describe. And so, I mean, for example, I was at local skate park up in Taichung yesterday. And it's been a problem that children just run around all over the place. And the local Taiwan skaters don't know how to deal with this. You know, your parents are off to the side when you're little tiny children to go run around. You got these skaters going, you know, whizzing by at like 25 miles an hour on their skateboards, and little children running around, you know, randomly like rugrats without any helmets. And the parents think that it's the skaters' problem. It's like, do you let your children play in traffic on the road? Okay, so then why are you letting them play in traffic at the skate park? Do you know what wheels and bearings are for? It's for speed. You know, traffic has a direction, all that speed. You think there's not flow to it? You just walk out there, let your kids run all over the place, and then it's everybody else's problem to keep your kids safe while you sit there and stare at your kids and don't help them and act like that's responsible parenting. Tell you what, this goes back to what I've often said. Young parents can be the most arrogant people in the world, more so than teenagers. Where do you think teenagers get it from? So it's not, I mean, we chalk it up to adolescence, but not doesn't work. Who understands that? Skaters. What are the parents that are really good? The parents of the skaters that are really good. Because they're there, they're involved, and they see what's going on. So, you know, like Max is a skater. He's 8 or 9. His dad takes him and his younger brother to the skate park every day. They have skate lessons, makes a video of them every day. And you know, Max's dad and I, we're mild acquaintances, and You know, he understands it. He's a cool dad. And he's a cool dad because he understands his own kids skating. So you want to be a good parent, you better be skating. Or you better get your kids skating and listen to their coaches and understand skater safety and, you know how things need to function. Understand their culture, know why they swear and curse at each other all the time. It's about being strong and tough. Well, no, like I was up at Taichung and there was some, I know, it's a sad thing. There were some BMXers at the skate park. It was, well, see what happens at the local skate park in Tainan at 10 o'clock, the lights turn off and all the awesome skateboarders go home and all of the BMXers turn back into mosquitoes. And everyone else turns into horses and pumpkins. Okay, but see, up in Taichung, it's a 24-hour skate park, so the BMXers never turn back into mosquitoes. Oh, you want me to explain it for the people in Reed Rapids that I'm not serious? Why would I be not serious about acting like BMX is almost as evil as those Razor scooters at the skate park? No, I'm a skateboarder and what I do is best, George. I'm not going to sit there and act like BMXers deserve an equal treatment. Okay, anyhow, so I'm talking with this girl at the skate park that I had just recently taught how to skate. Anyhow, so we're sitting there and one of the BMXers backs down off of the local ramp and plows right into his buddy, falls on the ground and stays down. What does his buddy do? He starts laughing. And I pointed out, I said, you see that? He thinks it's funny. His friend bumped into him and he thinks it's funny. His friend's on the ground. Is he helping him? No. He's looking at him, entertained, laughing at him. She goes, huh? But he's hurt. I say, that's what happened at the skate park. You come here to get hurt. It's the idea. Because you become awesome in the process. I mean, getting hurt is part of the package. It's a value meal. You can't do a la carte. She's like, huh? What? Like, it was an amazing learning experience for her. I'm so glad the mosquitoes, the BMXers were there. So then two of his other BMX buddies come over and they're laughing. Oh, they just, it's the funniest thing when someone gets hit and falls down. Well, this is part of the strong, tough culture. It's why they swear at each other all the time. It's not anger at all. It's the ability to deal with hard knocks. And so, that makes you stronger. You're chasing something. You're going after something. And as a result, you get the natural hard knocks that result from pursuing your own, we'll say responsible accomplishments. I don't want to say greatness because that's usually relative. It's not about what other people think of you or your status relating to other people. It's greatness compared to yourself, your own maturity and massive progress. So it's like four or five BMXers around this one kid that's on the ground. And eventually the kid gets up and he's laughing and the girl just totally didn't recognize it. Well, you let little toddlers wobble around at the skate park with all that going on. Kids are going to go to the hospital and parents blame the skaters. Well, who knows better? The parents do. Who knows better? The skateboarders do. Excuse me. The parents of skateboarders are the parents that are going to know better. So what's basically happening is, if I could look at all this, my own situation, with, you know, Taiwan having treated me like garbage because they treat so many people like garbage is happening in the context of all these skaters, and this skate culture is growing throughout Taiwan. It's drawing people in because they're at the Olympics for the first time. And Taiwan's government's like, if Japan can do well at the Olympics, so can Taiwan. And so they're having a serious soul searching come to Jesus week this week. And I know about certain things happening in government offices that have not been reported in the news because, well, I know things. Just how I know that I've got my own article for my own story that's going to get put out. So Taiwan is about to face a major come to Jesus moment on many different issues. And I want to go into the details of that tomorrow. Love you. And until then...